to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Children of Zodiacs, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Jason with me today. How's it going, Jason?
Hey, it's going really, really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So what time is it? I don't know my geography very well, so where is Montreal in the timeline?
in the present, we're in the Eastern time zone. So
Eastern time zone,
yeah,
okay.
So it's like one, well, yeah.
Yeah, so you've already had your lunch and you're ready to talk about some games.
Actually, no, I have not eaten my lunch. No worries. I ended up eating a really late breakfast.
Yeah, well, we'll count that. So why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Cardboard Utopia?
Yeah, sure thing. So my name is Jason, and I'm the founder and creative director for Cardboard Utopia. We're a indie game studio in Montreal, Quebec, and we've been active since mid-2014, and we are currently working on our first game still, Children of Zodiacs.
Awesome, and that's why we're here today. We're here to talk about Children of Zodiacs. So why don't you tell people a little bit about the game, what they can expect, and what they're going to get out of it.
Yeah, sure thing. So Children of Zodiacs is a tactical JRPG, something along the lines of Final Fantasy Tactics or Shining Force.
Which Final Fantasy Tactics, of course, is a wonderful game, and any game that involves tactics like that, I'm all over.
Yeah, it was amazing, amazing game, such amazing art and music and the story. It was really amazing to see little tiny sprites stabbing each other in the back and falling over dead. Oddly comedic,
yeah,
but still very powerful.
There you go.
So the game is, it takes the classic tactical gameplay and the rich narrative that you would expect from the genre, and combines it with collectible cards and craftable dice. So as a player, what you can expect with the game is it follows the story of a small band of thieves led by Nami, a young girl whose childhood was stolen from her when she was kidnapped and kept as an exotic curiosity for nobles. And this small group of thieves, they're given the task of breaking into a noble's vault to steal a priceless ancient relic. But what should have been a very straightforward, simple mission quickly becomes something much greater than they expected, as they're then forced to flee from the pursuing city guards, rival gangs, and psychotic cannibals. And during the story, Nami will find her values of family and honor challenged as she's forced to make a choice between doing what's good for her adoptive family versus doing what's good for the people as a whole. As a tactical game, the elements of positioning, of height and of flanking, those are elements that you will use to your advantage. But what we do that goes that's different from other tactical JRPGs is that all your abilities, all your attacks, all your spells are done through or executed through cards that are randomly drawn during battle, much like that you'd expect from traditional card games, in analog form. And so every card drawn is like a new tactical opportunity. So as a player, what you'll be doing is you'll be adapting constantly to your current situation as you're drawing new cards, as you're seeing what you have, what you can do. And the other aspect that comes in is the dice aspect, and that's where we use we're using physically simulated dice, so the players will actually be like using the mouse or using controller to shake the dice and then throw them, so that, because we wanted to tap into dice, and what is it that gamers do with dice that video games don't do, that you don't see often at all, and that's supporting the whole ritual of...
The actual shaking, so it feels like you're really rolling the dice rather than just, you know, pushing a button and, oh, the dice are rolling.
Exactly. What's come out of it is that, like, you as a player, you feel more involved with the roll and the results that come out, but also, like, because you're involved with the dice and you see the dice rolling, you understand why the results are as they are. Instead of, like, tactical games, they normally work off of, accuracy percentages of, 85% chance to hit or whichever. And when you miss, you don't you understand that, okay, I missed because of percentage, but that's it. It's a black box after that. We wanted dice to also address that issue of, like, the understanding of why whatever happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that's a really cool concept to, you know, if people go to the Kickstarter and watch the video, you guys kind of talk about it in there, how you wanted to incorporate, of course, your love of tabletop and board games into the video game, and just, you know, I've seen the card aspect in some other games, but I've never seen, like, dice and card, like, combined together in the tactical format, so it's awesome because it allows for those people that are really hardcore into tactics, like, you're adding another element to those tactics that they have to take into consideration. And so that would be really fun to see how that all plays out.
Yeah. And we've gotten some questions about the randomness of the game, like, you know, the RNG of it all. And it's something that we've definitely kept in mind as we were designing and prototyping the game. As a tactics game, it's part of it's about the luck, part of it's about your planning, and also the reliability of your actions. And so that's where for the card aspect, we have the deck building. So, and this is deck building as you would expect. So you can, you'll be weighing the odds of putting this card in versus that, and how many copies of each card you're going to put in your deck. So that you can stack the odds in your favor of drawing certain cards. And then, you know, at the higher level, then players will also be, focusing on, like, a smaller but still varied deck and everything like that. But the other aspect where the player is able to, that things aren't just totally up to chance, that player can influence that luck, is through the dice crafting system that we have. And this is something that, we really haven't seen in games, video games before.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting how you can, customize the dice on certain abilities or things on the sides of the dice that you want them to be to kind of increase your chances and so forth.
Exactly. And that gives you a real sense of control and agency in what happens in the game.
Definitely. No, it's awesome. And as we're recording today, you guys still have 21 days left to go on the Kickstarter, and you guys are more than successfully funded, so congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting. I mean, and you've also reached several of your stretch goals already, and so I'm sure you guys are excited, but even more busy now that you've reached some of those stretch goals.
And it's not just that. Like, I mean, just... the Kickstarter campaign in general is an immense amount of work of fighting for every bit of exposure that you can get,
Being this is your first Kickstarter that you've been a part of, correct?
Yes, it is.
And so, being that as it may, we have a lot of people that listen to the show that are, you know, either aspiring tabletop or video game makers that want to get their things done through Kickstarter. If you could give them a piece of advice that's something you've learned, what would be the thing you would give them?
The biggest thing is really have all your ducks lined up before you press that launch button. I mean, like, have your have like some idea. You don't need the final list, but some idea of the stretch goals that you want to implement. Having having your updates planned out, because like you're going to be busy. You and your team are going to be busy, not just working on the game that you have, but also just responding to things like making sure to address all the comments, answering messages that you get, because you get a lot of messages from people that are like people that are curious about it but not ready yet to back. So they'll be messaging you and they have questions about how are you handling this, how are you handling that. So you have a lot of that to answer, and then you'll also be busy like handling things like any interview questions or podcasts. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah, and also you're going to be busy. Just strategizing and planning and figuring out ways to keep pushing your game out there, pushing your campaign out there. And so have as much as you can be prepared before you press that launch button. So like we're talking things like, I mean, obviously your page, but and your updates, and you're going to get the question of like add-ons, how you're going to handle that. So start working that out. Do a lot of research and find out, like, because I've been researching Kickstarters for years now. I've been paying attention to everything and reading all the comments and most of the comments anyways, and the updates, and just seeing how the community, how they react to a Kickstarter and what it is that they're looking for, so that you can check off all these boxes and make sure that if there are concerns, like a lot of trust issues amongst gamers, and in the tactical JRPG space there are currently a lot of trust issues going on, which is totally understandable. Just like make sure you address those with either implicitly in your video or explicitly in your text, like saying we will be, we're already far along, like we're already fully dedicated to this, and showing that, and you know, like words are cheap, so show something to prove that that you're backing up all the claims that you're making. And then the other big thing is don't go to Kickstarter too early. If you go too early and you don't have enough to show,
don't go with the idea, but go with a product already in the process of being made.
Exactly, because I mean that whole approach of going with an idea worked years ago, back when the whole video game Kickstarter boom happened with Double Fine, but that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Nope, people want to see the, you know, alpha or pre-alpha footage. They want to see gameplay. They want to see videos. They want to know that what they're getting, what they're investing their money in, so forth.
Exactly, because it's all about trust, and it's all about showing to the people that yes, you can trust us with this pledge, that we are going to be able to deliver what we're doing, that we've already started working on, and that it is like at a good state. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that's good advice. So essentially what you're saying is you need to hire a full-time person to do the Kickstarter while you're working on the game. So that's a good way to do it.
If you can afford that.
That's right. If you can afford it. If not, then you might have some late nights answering some emails.
Yeah, and there have been many late nights.
I imagine so. Well, we know that this game is getting made, and it's super exciting. So when... Give us an idea of the timeline. When are you hoping to have the product out to your backers? And also, do you plan on bringing it to retail? It looks like you guys are shooting to put it on Steam and so forth.
Yeah. So our goal is, our release goal that we have scheduled is at the end of the summer. And but
like... Summer of 2016?
Yes, summer of 2016.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This year.
That's really soon.
Yeah. It's, yes, it is, but we've also done a huge amount of heavy lifting early on, because if anything, like us, the team as developers, we're very experienced. We've been through a lot of games, developing and shipping a lot of games. So we know that we need to, we know the areas that can kind of, that can be accurately estimated for its, for how long it's going to take. But the early stuff, like the things that you don't know, all those X factors, those are the things that you have to pack in early. I mean, that's where the whole idea of the vertical slice, your proof of concept, comes in. That, and for us, what, like our big X factors was combat and figuring out the way to have all our game mechanics working together in order to deliver the experience that we want the players to have, and that the one that, you know, players will enjoy. So like all the combat, we front loaded all of that. We prototyped it for several months and tried out a lot of different ideas, threw a lot of them out in order to get where we are. But and I'm not saying that the rest of the game, the development of the rest of the game, is going to be easy. Not by a long shot. It's going to be tough. but there are a lot of things that we know.
Yeah, it's not your first rodeo. So
exactly.
To speak.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, it's super exciting. Jason, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know that like we said, it's crazy with doing everything that you're doing. And so we appreciate taking your time out of your schedule to come and tell people a little bit more about your game.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. And tell people where they could find a little bit more about Cardboard Utopia and maybe a little bit more about Children of Zodiac.
Yeah, so the main sources that you can find more about the company and the game are our website, www.cardboard-utopia.com, and so it's a lot of information about the company and about the game itself, and we post blog updates about like development updates when we kind of have the time, and the other area is on Twitter. It's at Cardboard Utopia, one word, and then the third is Facebook, facebook.com/cardboardutopia, one word.
Awesome. And we'll have links to all those in the show notes. Make it easy access for all of you that are listening. And thank you again, Jason. And good luck with the game. Good luck with the Kickstarter. And I look forward to playing the game at the end of the summer.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. And thanks to Dan Patrice, who made our intro and outro. He's Dan, the board game man. You can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.